for the Deckerville Eagles, back in 49-5, and looks like number 21, I believe, also coming in. James Wangman, the junior. Power right formation, hands off again. To the right side, running off the right tackle. Not much there that time. Jared Philpott trying to get some room. Running into the big number 93, Tom Toner, 6'2", 280 pounds without pads.
And a sophomore to boot.
Sophomore, big kid. You can see that from here.
Yes, you can. He just does a good job staying home and doing what he's supposed to do.
Well, we got fourth down and five to go. They're on about the 8-yard line, the Deckerville Eagles. Fourth and five. Again, we'll go with two backs in the backfield. Strong right, fakes the hand to the left. Rolls back to pass, nothing there. Scrambling around, Warriors getting a hold of him. Close to the goal line, it is a touchdown for the Deckerville Eagles. Number nine, Brandon Patella, the junior, 6 foot, 170-pound quarterback. Scrambled to the middle, faked the handoff over to the left side behind the left guard, and then rolled out to the right. He did actually look for a pass there, Chad, and he had that pass option. Rolled off to the right side, took it all the way around the right end, and got it just inside that orange marker.
He did, too, and he just got to that corner in time. He took a shot from Maurer, but nonetheless, he broke the plane, and he got a Deckerville score.
So for the extra point, again out of the pro set, strong right. Going to drop back to pass, looking wide open. Oh, in and out of the hands right there for number five, Austin Fritsch, the 5'11 junior. So we've got a score to start things off here for the Deckerville homecoming. Let's see what the Warriors can do when they get the ball back. Score 6-0 with 6:51 to go here in the first quarter. We'll take a break and be right back after this.
DS Services of Cass City is fast becoming Michigan's top source for grain bins and dryers and material handling equipment for farm and commercial operations. For anything from minor repair to a complete facilities upgrade, including site design and brand new complete systems, call DS Services. Their 22 suppliers include Stormore Grain Bins, MC and Nico Grain Dryers, and Honeyville Grain Handling Equipment. They've been building and servicing farm and commercial grain handling facilities for 3 decades. They keep a large parts inventory and provide quality millwright services, crane rentals, and much more. Now is the time to get next year's projects in the schedule. For more information, visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. On-farm grain storage is a great way to add more profit to your bottom line. Call DS Services today and let them help you add margin to your success.
Back to Deckerville Field for the Deckerville Eagles homecoming. And the first to strike here is the Deckerville Eagles. The score is 6-0 over the North Huron Warriors. Now the Deckerville Eagles will kick off. That's number 13, Wyatt Janowak, sophomore, back to kick for the Deckerville Eagles. 6:51 to go here in the first quarter. Kurt Dammer along with the Chad Knobloch, Kelly Carpenter, bringing you all the action here from a beautiful night here in Deckerville. Look at the moon out, the lights are on, weather temperature's perfect, and a big kick there by the Deckerville Eagles, taking the Warriors all the way down to about the 4-yard line, but it's going to go out of bounds. Oh, just by a foot.
And it stopped out of bounds.
Man.
Just the length of a football. That was very close to having that ball very
They would have had some really tough field position there for the Warriors, but now they're going to get it out on the 20-plus yard line, so here we go with, the score 6-0 in the first quarter, 6:51 to go, so they actually take it out to the 35-yard line. So first and 10 for the North Huron Warriors. Well, we saw them, they already had the first series, Chad, and that interior line has got to toughen up. That backfield, they weren't even hardly getting the handoff, and the quarterback was getting hammered. By the time he took 2 steps back, there was somebody on him.
Yep, the offensive line's going to have to hold somebody up a little bit.
Deckerville Eagles with a 4-man front running 2-2 in the defensive backfield. Hands off to the right side, number 60 for the North Huron Warriors, Corey Sosnowski. In at fullback for the North Huron Warriors. Actually picked up a couple yards there. And we saw the offensive line even move a few people back this time.
They did. Moved a couple people back, and then they picked up a couple yards.
So that's going to bring up a 2nd and 8 out of the I formation for the North Huron Warriors. 25, Nick Sharamsky. Hands off to the right side. Number 19, Shane Maurer, with a good quick blast off a right tackle, will pick up about 4 yards.
And that's what North Huron's going to have to do if they want to stay in this game. They have to attack those seams. They got to get in there full speed and stretch out those even those short runs and make them at least medium runs.
It's going to be about 3rd and 7, 3rd and 6. Here we go. Warriors back out of the I formation. Quarterback Nick Sharamsky behind center. They're going to go with the fullback in that, in this lineup package. Nothing there to the fullback. Quarterback keeps, runs off the right side. That was a nice play. You're right, Chad, you said it. They've got to hit it quick, and that's what they did with the quarterback keep off the right guard.
Yep, I don't think anybody here was expecting Sharamsky to keep that one. He's not necessarily usually known for running the ball, but he attacked that seam, and they're moving the chains.
Nice blast there by the Warriors center. I believe that's 74, Adam Pichette.
Yes,
yep.
It is.
Good blast there up the middle, making some room for the Warriors quarterback. Back in the I formation, it's going to be 1st and 10 on the 44-yard line. This time they try to go off a left tackle, and nothing there as number 23, Donovan Snyder, is there for the Deckerville Eagles.
And Snyder went in there. That was just a perfect mechanics on that tackle. He met his man, wrapped him up, brought him down. That was just an excellent tackle by Snyder.
If you're just joining us, this is Cruise 102.1 FM Sports. We're bringing you all the action tonight from Deckerville Field with the Deckerville Eagles homecoming hosting the North Huron Warriors. 5:02 to go in the first quarter. The score 6-0. Warriors moving the ball on the 44-yard line. They're 44 going right to left if you're looking at your radio. Out of the shotgun, the right side. Pass goes to number 82. Alex Shornack's going to pick this one up. And good for about 5 yards. So nice shotgun pass there. But it was a quick pass. They can't hold on to that. Like you said, Chad, got the ball, got it out there. Take it in little bits if you can.
Every play is going to have to be quick. And that's another sophomore. Shornack, just a sophomore. A couple sophomores stepping it up. Offense and defense for the Warriors.
6'1", 145. Looks a little heftier with the pads on. That's good. He's got some height, though. Had some good hands on that reception. Handoff this time goes in a trap to the fullback for the Warriors, number 60. Corey Sosnowski just turns into a bulldozer off that right tackle for the North Huron Warriors and closed to a first down.
And that's what Sosnowski does. He's the thunder to Maurer's lightning back there. He's softening him up, and that's just what he does. Runs hard, makes people pay for tackling him, and that's, again, that's what are going to have to be their game plan.
Hey, 4th and 1. Here we go with just under 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. North Huron Warriors knocking on the door. They've got it at the Eagles, 41-yard line out of the I formation. 25, Sharansky under center is going to have a keeper. And look at him push. What a push on the line. Both teams, they got stuck right in the middle trying to go for that 1 yard first down. Looks like the Deckerville Eagles stopped the Warriors there with 1 yard to go for the first down. It'll be 1st and 10 for the Deckerville Eagles.
Just couldn't quite get the push. The Deckerville Eagles, they had that line stacked, and they were not going to budge, were they?
That was a night. Well, they were there for quite a while.
They
both
were.
Teams met there at that 41-yard line, and you didn't know which way it was going to go, and Deckerville piled in those defensive backs once they saw that.
It was like watching a tug of war.
Yeah. So here we go, 1st and 10 on their own 40. Let's see, where are they? I'm just going to 46-yard line. 1st and 10, 46. Pro set. No, shotgun. Power left, hands off to the right side with a little cross. Number 5, getting some wheels there. Austin Fritsch, the junior, and took a nice inside-out handoff, running off of the right tackle. And picks up quite a few yards, about 9 yards on the carry.
Deckerville showing they don't just have to run it up the middle. They can run it around you, too. They got speed and they got some power.
I think the Warriors were probably, after that first series, they got beat up in the middle so much, they were really powering and concentrating on that center of the line. Now they're going to have to contain. So here we go. 2nd and 1, 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Eagles out of the pro set. Handoff to the left side goes to number 5. Austin Fritsch, the 5'11 junior, is going to power it through the middle, running off of the left guard for a first down.
Adam Pichette with the tackle. He's one of those Warriors we were talking about that was a little banged up, missed last week's game, and he's back in there. He's a senior and very happy to be playing some football tonight.
Well, running off of the left side, big number 50, Michael Schweitzer, the 6'5", 300-pound senior. You know, you can't go wrong with that right in the middle. You got the big tank up front, and he's got some big linemen to both sides of him. 43.